Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's where the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
And because we got the victory, hallelujah, that's why we're going to forever praise him. Hallelujah. Forever and ever and ever and ever. We're going to give God some forever praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we got a little song that's a little bounce that you can put in your Jeep. Is that all right? For the young folk. If I got any young folk in here that love the Lord? They like to have the speakers on 20 and it drop tops and you get your bounce on. Hallelujah. We're going to be yet giving them some praise.
Well,
I got any bouncers in the house that know how to do a little bounce?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, Sister Ann.
Don't understand it.
Come on, if you're going to forever praise him, come on, praise him even now. Come on and praise him right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise. Praise. Praise him. Sons and daughters. And Abraham. Wait. Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights in his commandments. The generation of the upright will be dead. Arise, light of darkness. Compassion and righteousness. And righteousness and gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man deeds graciously and leads his. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. For the righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, and he will not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. He has despairs abroad. He has given to the poor his righteousness. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor, and the wicked will see it and be grieved, and he will gnash his teeth and melt away the desires of the wicked. And the wicked shall perish. Blessed are
the blessing of the Lord. Blessed
with me this morning. And we are ministering music with the message, the seed of God and your plan. So the next hour, we want you to enjoy music and honor and quench your thirst. So sit back and enjoy. this next election by Trinity 5-7. Brings your praise.
Oh, Thank you. no other.
Yeah.
Stop! a long time ago. Cause the enemy tried to take my mind, my body, and my soul. And if it had not been for Jesus, I don't know where I would be. So many times I wanted to give up and call it quits, but you were right there with me.
Thank you. Happy. That's when I learned the lesson.
that it's all about your perception. Hey, yeah, you a papa or a superstar, so you act so you feel so you are. It ain't about the size of your car, it's about the size of the baby in your heart and home. It doesn't cost a thing to smile, you don't have to pay the last. You better pay inside for that. Oh, we will live by the compassion.
Pray, and I've been delivered from
down through the shit. He started saying, I'm on my way to heaven. It's a beautiful place. I said, praise the Lord, DJ. You need to stop spitting in my face. Help me just to stay.
My prayer this Saturday morning at our Saturday breakfast on Kingdom Focus, Deborah Jackson Live. We're going to be coming to a close, but we just wanted to minister music with a message to soothe your mind. And then will it keep Wonder Boy, truly bless my soul. Every day is a new day, and we face trials and tribulation. But his prayer was, Lord, help me to stay safe. Well, how do we stay safe? The Bible says that if we meditate on the word day and night, we will prosper. We will be successful. So when we hide the word in our heart, David said, first of all, it gives us a right spirit and keeps us from being saved. It keeps us from walking the path of the ungodly. It keeps us in the mind Christ that we can praise the Lord with our whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Praise the Lord with me today. Praise the Lord, O servants of the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise him. Praise him, all the Gentiles. praise him and trust in the Lord. He is there to help us. He is our shield and buckler. You and I must trust him and believe that every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God will come to pass. And not only do we trust them, but we are to teach our children and their children the ways of his statue. We ought to teach them to praise him, to love and not hate. Above all, trust him. So, until we meet again, my prayer that you would trust that in your praise, blessings will fall down. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. God is a good God, and we'd like to continue to be on the air every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Why? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and at 7-Eleven. Well, many times we take a coffee break and go to 7-Eleven and buy our favorite coffee drink or beverage and sit around and chit-chat. Well, I'm reminded when Jesus had to stand before the Sadducees and the Pharisees and even those that walked with him, and he was accused of blaspheming, accused of saying that he was God, and so many accusations, they persecuted him for righteousness. See, they said they knew God, but they didn't know that God came in flesh and that prophecy was fulfilled, that his prophecy that a man shall come and his name shall be Emmanuel, God with us. They didn't quite get the message that the prophecy that Jesus, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You're alive today because we were created for praise. We were created in his image. We are created to let our light shine so men can see our good works to glorify the Father. So, my beloved, today, this is the good news. This is the news that will save us from eternal death to eternal life. So, as we continue to be on every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we just want you to know that if man, the world can celebrate Black Friday, we can celebrate Good Friday every Friday because he made a way. He made a way that you and I, that our needs are being met. So, as the close of the week, the 5 days, on the 9 to 5, that thank God, don't complain, but thank God, give him some praise, because he blessed you to have a job. He blessed you to be in good health. He blessed you to be able to take care of your needs, to provide for your family, to have a roof over your head. So thank you. And then, on the second day, which is a day of rest, rest in the Lord. Don't be so busy. Because, see, the Bible gives us wisdom. And when we lack wisdom, he said, let us ask. God gives us 5 days to work and one day to rest in him. How do we rest in him? Well, turn off our phone, turn off the television, even turn off the music, because see, music has an effect. Yes, it do. But then it can be positive or it can be negative. If you know what influences you, your moods, your emotions. So you can choose to be sad or glad. The choice is yours. But the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So why forfeit giving up your joy? See, you have a will just like Jesus did. Because see, when he gave up the ghost, when he surrendered to his will and to God's will and not his will. See, he had already said that he had to tear down this body, which is our physical body. And again, they thought he was talking about the church, the building, the temple where they worship. But he was talking about the preparation of his death. And when he died, he ascended and descended. In other words, he went down into hell, but he rose up. And then he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And on the third day, he showed himself to Martha and Mary and to the disciples that today he lives. The word says that if we believe that Jesus had died and rose again, Romans 10 and 9, that thou shalt be saved. The psalmist Keith Wonderboy says in his song, and his prayer was, Lord, help me to stay safe. Keep me strong so that I don't lose my mind. Do you know how many millions of people have lost their mind and still refuse to be saved, let alone stay safe? Well, my beloved, I pray, as John prayed, I wish above all things that I be in health, even as thy soul prosper. The choice is up to you. God's not going to force his love. He's not going to debate his love. He's not going to compromise his love, because it's love that lifts you out of the depression. It is his love that lifts you out of oppression. It is his love that never fails. Dr. Martin Luther King, as we observe, a man with a vision, a man with a promise. He says that love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. We are our biggest enemy, if truth was told. But see, when we become a friend, the Bible says that we are to love our neighbor as thyself. But if we are walking in darkness, again, love. Dr. Martin Luther said one of his most favorite quote says, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Now, what can change darkness to light? Well, change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. Many times it's very difficult for us to love for when hurting people love hurting other people. But if you submit your will unto the Lord, who is the author and finisher of our faith, love conquers a multitude of sin. Hatred is sin. Hatred separates us from the love of God. You have to be connected to the vine, and Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. So if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior today, I encourage you to confess your sins. For God is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. So when you rejoice, when you confess, know that you can rejoice and make this the day, that the first day of a new life, a new beginning in Christ Jesus. So be glad, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice, my beloved, rejoice. Rejoice. This is and on Sunday, you tune in tonight at 11, we're going to usher you into a spirit of real worship. It's going to be a worship experience. If you don't ever listen to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, tonight, 11, we invite you to enter in his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise as we enter in our Sunday morning worship experience. If you can just touch and agree with one. Bible says, one put a thousand to fight, two put ten to fight. We're in a spiritual war, and we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. You need to prepare for the battle. Well, your weapon is your praise. So join me every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7-11, for a Good Friday weekend experience with Evangelist Jackson. Why don't you partner with me? Give me a call at 717-379-1503. We're going city to city to make an impact, advocating for change with our praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We love you, my beloved. God is so good. God is so good. If only you can just taste and see how good God is.
So much on my mind. Searching for that.
but the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. He said, you don't have to cry. I'll supply all your needs. As soon as I stop worrying, as I stop worrying, when I let go,
Focus with Deborah Getson Live, 7-Eleven, ministry to transform lives, group homes, prayer, outreach, evangelism, music, and serving. If you got the time and the talent, make the connection, share your faith. Call in 657-383-0957. Partner with us and support this outreach ministry. Give us a call at 717-379-1503. Listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. 2006 at 7-Eleven. Time for Change. 7 representing number of completion. And 001 is grace, is grace, and oneness in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Be blessed, my beloved. Love you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. You're so praise with one soul in Jesus' name.